भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। This morning we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 44, the killing of Kamsa, text number 39, starting from 39 up to 47. Hare Krishna. Sa nityada udvignadhiya tamishwaram piban nadan va vicharan swapan swasan dadarsha chakrayudham agrato yatas tadeva Rupam Duravapam Apa Sanityadu Sanityadu Dvignadhyatam Yaswaram Sanityadu Dvignadhyatam Yaswaram Vivan Adanva Vicharan Swapan Swasan Vivan Adanva Vicharan Swapan Swasan Dadarsha Chakra Yudhamagrato Yatas Dadarsha Chakra Yudhamagrato Yatas Tadeva Rupam Duravapamaha Tadeva Rupam Duravapamaha Sanitya Dudvignadhiya Tamiswaram Vivannadanva Vicharan Swapan Swasan Dadarsha Chakra Yudhamagrato Yatas Tadeva Rupam Duravapamaha Sanitya Dudvignadhiya Tamiswaram Vivannadanva Vicharan Swapan Swasan Dadarsha Chakra Yudhamagrato Yatas Tadeva Rupam Duravapamaha Sanitya Dudvignadhiyatam Yaswaram Vivannadanva Vicharan Swapan Sanitya Dudvignadhiya Tamiswaram
He Kamsha Nityada constantly Udvigna anxious Dhiya with mind Tam him Ishwaram the Supreme Lord Pivan while drinking Adan eating Va or Vicharan, walking. Swapan, sleeping. Swasan, breathing. Dadarsha, shwa. Chakra, the disc weapon. Ayudham, in his hand. Agradaha, before himself. Yataha, because. Tat, that. Eva, same. Rupam, personal form. Duravapam, very difficult to achieve. Apa, he achieved. Okay. The translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Shri Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. Kamsa had always been disturbed by the thought that the Supreme Lord was to kill him. Therefore, when drinking, eating, moving about, sleeping or sleeping, simply breathing, the king had always seen the Lord before him with the disc weapon in his hand. Thus, Kamsa achieved the rare boon of attaining a form like the Lord's. Please repeat. Kamsa had always been disturbed by the thought that the Supreme Lord was to kill him. Therefore, when drinking, eating, moving about, sleeping or simply breathing, the king had always seen the Lord before him with the disc. With the disc weapon in his hand. Thus Kamsa achieved the rare boon of attaining the form like the Lord's. Purport. Although born out of fear, Kamsa's constant meditation on the Supreme Lord eradicated all his offenses, and therefore the demon was liberated upon his death at the Lord's hand. The demon was liberated upon his death at the Lord's hand. Okay, so we move on. 40. Tasya anuja bhratarashto kankanya krodha kadayah avyadhavan natikruddha dhatu nirvesha karinaha. Kamsa's eight brothers. Kamsa's eight younger brothers, led by Kanka and Nyagrodha, then attacked the lords in a rage, seeking to avenge their brother's death. 41. Tathati ravasam stanstu samyattan rohini sutaha ahan parigamudyamya pashu nivamrigadipaha. As they ran swiftly toward the two lords, ready to strike, the son of Rohini slew them with his club, just as a lion easily kills other animals. 42. Nedur dundubhayo vyomni brahmeshadya vibhutaya pushpai kirantastam prita shashanshurnanditu striya. Kettle drums resounded in the sky as Brahma, Shiva and other demigods the Lord's expansions rain down flowers upon him with pleasure. They chanted his praises, and their wives danced. And 43. Tesham Sriyo Maharaja Shurin Marana Dukita Tatha Tatrabhi Yur Vinignantya Shirshanya Sruvilochana. My dear king, the wives of Kamsa and his brothers agreed by the death of their well-wishing husbands, came forward with tearful eyes, beating their heads. 44. Shayanan virashayayam patinalingya shochati vilepu shushwaram naryo visrijantyo mohushucha. Embracing their husbands, who lay on a hero's final bed, the sorrowful woman loudly lamented while shedding constant tears. 45. Ha nata priyadharmagya karuna nata vatsala taya hatena nihata vayante shagriha praja. The woman cried out, "Alas, O master, O dear one, O knower of religious principles, O kind and compassionate protector of the shelterless, by your being slain, we have also been slain, together with your household and offsprings." 46. Toya virahita patya puriyam purusharshava nashobhate vayamiva nivritto savamangala. O great hero among men, bereft of you, its master, this city has lost its beauty just as we have, and all festivity and good fortune within it have come to an end. And 47. Anagasam tam bhutanam kritavan drohamulvanam tene mam bhodasham nito bhutadrukko lavetasham. O dear one, you have been brought to this state. You have been brought to this state because of the terrible violence you committed against innocent creatures. How can one who harms others attain happiness? So there's a little purport here by Srila Prabhupada. Having impressed their sentimental grief, the ladies now speak practical wisdom. They are beginning to see things realistically, because their minds are purified by the agony of the recent event and by the association of Lord Sri Krishna. Hare Krishna. So it's a nice, wonderful description of the pastimes of the Lord, which is the narration here is the killing of Kamsa. In yesterday's description, Srila Prabhupada has described very nicely how Lord jumped up and grabbed the hairs of Kamsa and threw him down the stairs. The Hare Krishna. Can you hear me? Yeah, there you go. So this was the kind of auditorium. You know? So in the auditorium, you see the steps, or so, you know, how many, so many steps. So the audience are sitting all around. And then the fighting arena was at the bottom. And then Kamsa must be sitting much higher than everybody else, right? So many stairs, you can imagine. So Krishna, after killing all these, the wrestlers, quickly jumped up to grab the hair of Kamsa. And you see, when people are performing the drama, they put artificial hair. You know, so if you catch the hair of them, there'll be only hair on your hand. But that was not wig. It was not. It was real hair of Kamsa's head. So when Krishna grabbed the hair of Kamsa, it was so forcefully done. And Chalat Kiritam, he says that the crown immediately fell off. Crown has no place on his head. So Krishna grabbed Kamsa's head and the hair, and he threw him down the stairs. So finally he got to the fighting area, sliding down or rolling down. And Krishna comes there and without any weapon, by hands, he's striking in his chest. That indicates that he is so sinful, and plus he killed Krishna's own brothers. Krishna's own brothers have been killed by Kamsa. So you are, great enemy of mine, because you are giving trouble to my family. I will not kill you with a weapon, but I'll kill you with my own beating of the fist. That also reminds you the end of Mahabharata, when Ashwatthama came in while Drishtadyumna was still sleeping. It was the night time, middle of the night. Ashwatthama attacked, and he found, first of all, Drishtadyumna was the first one, and he got in him really heavy, because Drishtadyumna was the one who killed Ashwatthama's father, Dronacharya. So it was the agony was sitting in Ashwatthama's heart, that one day I will smash him, I will kill him. Pashumaram amarayat, it says. It's like somebody beats animal without any mercy. Like that, he was beating him. Krishna did the same here to Kamsa. Tasyu parishtat swayam abjanavaha papata vishvasraya atmatantra. Lord Krishna jumped on papata, he fell on, or he jumped on the chest of Kamsa. Abjanavaha, and he's not a real little baby. Baby could jump on the father's chest, it doesn't hurt, right? So here abjanavaha means, you can imagine the Lord lying what's it called? Kshirodakshai. Kshirodaka, what's it called? Ocean. Yeah. And then the abjanavaha, the from his lotus navel, the lotus grows. From his lotus navel, the lotus grows. And then a Brahma is sitting on top of it, And the form of Mahavishnu is great, It's not like a little baby. And Brahma is on top of it, on the lotus, and on top of that lotus is Brahma. That would be much even heavier. So that Vishwasraya, and he, another adjective here is Vishwasraya, he is the shelter of the whole universe. The one who can give shelter to the whole universe, how great he could be, and then how great and how heavy could be. So that Lord, now he is, on the chest of Kamsa, because he's Atmatantra, he's independent. Who can check him? The Kamsa, the king of Mathuresha, such a great king. Great demon. having so many demon and demoness associates have been finally killed by this little boy. So, you know, he's independent. He could be a boy, he could be, as great as Mahavishnu, it could be anything. So by jumping of Krishna on the chest of Kamsa, the Kamsa finally have lost his life. Samparetam. 38 says, Samparetam vijakarsha bhumav. Samparetam means he's already left, he's gone, finished. there was not much fighting with him. He simply threw him down the stairs and that was it. That's called Leela. He can be fighting, he's fighting with the insignificant those wrestlers, and then the great demon, he has to simply throw him down to the stairs, and that's done. Shamparetam, he's gone. And then he drags all around the arena. Why? Just to show that he is no more there, to confirm, finished. If he was still alive, he would try to get up and attack again. But there was no more life on him. I heard some comment on this while Krishna was dragging Kamsa around, Lord Balaram asked, stop now, you don't have to do that much. It's already finished. You don't have to drag around. Why you have to do that? So Krishna gives his comment that even after being killed by my hand, through my own hand, in case if there was still some sin left in him, that will be eradicated, that will be nullified by being dragged in Braj, in the dust of Braj. So therefore he was dragging around. So the finally was when he passed away, and he had darshan of the Lord. Because he had been Krishna conscious throughout his life, at least last 11 years or 20 years. Krishna was born 11 years ago. Krishna came to Mathura after 11 years, right? And Krishna's, before Krishna, there were 7 other brothers born, maybe 10 years before. I don't know exactly, it may be like 20 years, 25 years, since he heard he would be killed by Devaki's aged child. So since then he had been thinking, Krishna is coming, or Vishnu is coming to kill me. So he would always think. And after Krishna's birth, it became more intense. It became more intense. How intense? Pivan, nadan, pivan, adan, vicharan, shapan, shwasan, while drinking also. While drinking, in the movie they show that his servant brings a water to drink, and he sees something there. It must be Vishnu, and he throws. He cannot drink. While eating food, you see something black there. No, black means Krishna. So this is Krishna. He's going to kill me. He can't eat. He can always think. There is Krishna. He says Krishna is going to kill me any time. He's been Krishna conscious throughout all that time. Pivan, adan, vicharan, while walking around. Swapan, while sleeping also he could see. He can feel the presence of Krishna, because he's afraid of death. He's afraid of death, therefore he can always imagine something is there, If you walk through the dense forest alone, you can always imagine that there is something going to kill me, or I'll be in trouble, or something. It's always there is a fear. Srila Prabhupada was describing how fear? I forget the term. He was mentioning Srila Prabhupada. dread of fear. So if you walk alone through the forest, you are in that situation. You know, you could, you know, maybe some tiger will come, maybe some dacoit will come, maybe something will happen or something else. It's always there is a fear. So Krishna has a fear of death. It was already mentioned that he will be killed. And so he can always think of that possibility that I will be killed now or later, any time. So in that way he always thinking of Krishna, even though it is not favorable way, but somehow, you know, as in the purport, the purport says that although born out of fear, comes as constant meditation on the Supreme Lord eradicated all his offenses. So even though he was as a demon, he had done lots of crime and sin, and giving trouble to the Lord, it's offense. He was offensive, but because of thinking of Krishna in this way, he became offenseless. And finally he got direct touch of the Lord, Lord's lotus hand. And by being killed by Krishna, he was liberated. He became, he didn't have to go hell. He became tadeva rupam duravapam apa. So he achieved the form of, he achieved the liberation of Sharupya. Means that he could have the same form as the Vaikunthavasis. The Vaikunthavasis have a form of like Lord Narayana, Lord Vishnu, have four arms, and they hold a Sangha Chakra Gada Padma. Only difference is that they don't have peacock feather on their crown, and Kaustubha Mani in their chest. Rest is the smell. The same. So tadeva rupam duravapam apa. It is difficult to achieve that kind of liberation. Even though it is said in Bhagavatam that Krishna gives liberation, whoever worship him, Krishna wants to give. He wants to give mukti, but not bhakti. It is easy for him to give mukti and finish with him, with anybody who is worshipping him. Somebody is worshipping him, somebody is chanting his name, somebody is chanting his glories, so much, and constantly. And Krishna is eager to just give some liberation and, have done with it. Muktim dadati smanakarhi chit bhakti yogam. Krishna is preserving that bhakti. That has to be given to really, really qualified person, not to everyone. So Kamsa had thought of Krishna in the envious way, or out of fear of his death. So that was not favorable devotional service. But at least he remembered Krishna, therefore he was given this mukti. Narada Muni gives different examples in 7th canto, chapter 1. How people get liberated? What are those people who got liberated in different ways? Gopyaha kamat bhayat kamso. Kansa had fear. Gopis, with the lusty desires, even though their lust was totally to please Krishna, and it is not compared to our material lust. Their lust is transcendental because they simply wanted to please Krishna. So, but still, in the material world, the love of gopis is calculated as lust, because that much only they can perceive. in Natya Shastra it is mentioned. I forget the line. Tadeva Goparamanam Kama Ittegumat Pratham. Premaiva Goparamanam. The love, the transcendental love that the gopis had to Krishna, the same love, when we talk about that love in this material world, that is calculated as kama, lust. So anyway, so we can still talk about the gopis attained to Krishna with their lusty desires. And Kamsa achieved liberation because he was thinking of Krishna out of fear. Dvesha chaidyadayo nripa. Chaidya means Shishupal. Shishupal and so on, other you know, his associates. They attain liberation simply having dvesha. You know, dvesha to Krishna. Dvesha means enmity. You know, Krishna is my enemy. You know, Yudhishthira Maharaj describes how Shishupal was thinking about Krishna all the time. You know, even one who was a little baby, he couldn't even talk, but he was always something, you know, utter something about Krishna. You know. And, this rascal black boy, you know, he's giving me trouble. You know. He makes me yawn, or he makes me sneeze, or he makes me fall down, or something like that. Whenever he got something trouble, he always curses Krishna. You know, that's, you know. However, he would always make some bad name for Krishna. So in this way, he would always think of him as enemy. I must finish him someday, one day. So when Krishna was being worshipped in Rajasuya Yajna, so he comes up criticizing him. You know, such and such, and all kinds of stuff, whatever he had to, you know, compiled, he spoke out. You have no father, no mother, or who knows who you are, you know, who knows who are, you know, who your parents are. Nobody knows, nobody even knows you are Kshatriya or Vaishya or who, nothing. And you stole the garments of gopis, you stole the butters and this and that, so many things. It goes on and on. It's an enemy. He found a good moment to criticize him because everybody is worshipping him. You stand up and criticize him, that will be the best preaching on part of the Shishupal. You know, I'm going to best preaching now today. And I'll deviate everybody else by criticizing Krishna. You know. But what happened? Things were not under his control. So finally he lost his life by criticizing Krishna. And Sambandhat Vrishnayaha, all Vrishni Vansis, the family of Krishna, and the family where he took birth, all those people got liberation simply having relationship with him. And Snehad Yuyam, and you, not only saying you, all Pandavas, you also getting liberation, you will also be liberated simply by having affection to him. Yeah. And Bhaktya Vayam, Narada Muni is saying, we, as his devotees, we are his devotees. So why we will be liberated by chanting the holy name, by performing devotional service. So Yuyam Bhaktya Vayam. So he is counting himself in the list. You, because of affection. And we, because of our devotion, we perform our devotion to Krishna. So, Rupa Goswami mentioned that yena kena prakarena manaha Krishna niveshayat. Somehow or other, however is possible. Somehow or other, you just make your mind attached to Krishna. Make your mind attached to Krishna. As Madan Mohan Prabhu also expressed that we were a member of Krishna's family, but because we forgot him, now we have to remember, you know, we have to reunite, remember. So, yena kena prakarena, somehow or other, just think of Krishna, somehow or other, you know, And Radha Govinda Maharaj used to say, even your mind is not there, still you think of Krishna, you still chant the holy name, you know. You keep chanting the holy name, and one day the mind, you know, whatever it may be wandering, it will come back to the point, yes, I must surrender to Krishna. There's no other way. Hare Nama Iva Kevalam. And then the story, as we have read, Tashyanuja Bhratarostok Kanka Nyagrodhakadayaha. There were eight, Kansa had eight brothers, I didn't know that. We have to go back to ninth canto and find out that Kansa had eight more brothers. Kanka and Nyagrodha. And they ran after Krishna and Balaram to attack. Atikruddha is very, very angry. And Balaram, with his club is mentioned here as Pariga. Pariga, the club is such a weapon that it can hit from any side. You know, the sword has one particular side to go, like this. Or arrow, just one way goes. Then any weapon can only attack in one way. The Pariga, the club, is any side. You know, because it's round. It's round, it can hit from any side. Or even you can hurl around like this. It can, you know, it can attack, you know, it can finish the people. Like that. But Parigam Udyamya, Lord Balaram raised his club, and then he finished them all. Pashuni Bambrigadipa, just as a tiger can easily defeat and kill animals in the forest. Sanedur Dundubhayo Vyomni Brahmeshadya Vihutayaha. Brahma, Shiva, and other demigods, plus the other incarnation of the Lord, also came up here on the sky, and then they pushpaihi kiranta, they showered flowers, and the demigods started, the Gandharva started beating the drums, and the wives of demigods, they started to dance. Sasansu nandrituhu jaguhu. They were singing the glories of the Lord. Jaihu, jaihu, Hare Krishna. And then they all danced, and someone commented that when Lord Krishna, all Krishna's incarnations, when they come and do something great in this, you know, they accomplish their goal, and then the demigod come and shower the, you know, flowers upon the Lord, you know, just to make him happy, because they couldn't come in front of the demons. you know. Each time, like Hiranyakashipu was killed and Hiranyaksha was killed, and they always come and shower the flowers, because they personally cannot fight with these demons. And when the Lord came, and they, you know, he did the job, and just to recognize his greatness and glorify him, they come and shower flowers. Tesham Sriyo Maharaja Surit Marana Dukhita. And so the wives of these eight brothers of Kamsa, and Kamsa's wives also, they were grieving. Tatra Bhiyur Vinigdhantyaha Shirushan Yasruvilojana. Shedding tears, they came and they were beating their head. Oh my God, they all died. I told you. They must be saying, I told you, don't kill these innocent creatures. Now we see then also Mandodari, even many times he tried to stop Ravana from doing, you know, nonsense. But he doesn't care. The, you know, demon is a demon. And even though being the wives of demons, they are their chest, and you know, maybe they are more in the state of goodness, I guess, because they can see the things, you know, as they can perceive what was going to happen. But the demons, because they are all they're covered by their illusory potency, they cannot accept and then go for it, you know. So now the wives of Kamsa's brothers, they're saying, yes, and it goes on here, 47. And the 47, they said, oh dear one, You have been brought to this state because of the terrible violence you committed against innocent creatures. How can one who harms others attain happiness? How can one who harms others attain happiness? That means violence that the Kamsa and his brothers had done in the order of Kamsa. So that's the fate they meet now at the end. So it reminds me how Parikshit Maharaj said in the beginning that what is that called? Puman Virajyeta Vina Pashugnath, right? Puman Virajyeta Vina Pashugnath. What's the translation? Puman Virajyeta Vina Pashugnath means the glories of the Lord is not to be avoided. I mean that those who are in mode of goodness, those who are free from violence, they can only appreciate the glories of the Lord. And Vina Pashugnath means the one who is Pashugna, means he is killing the pashus, animals or innocent creatures. Pashu means innocent creatures. And pashu means animals also. So one who is free from killing innocent animals, free from violence, can only appreciate the glories of the Lord, appreciate the greatness of the spiritual life. Until then, it is not possible for them to grasp anything spiritual, any topic of the spiritual life. So having expressed their sentimental grief, the ladies now speak practical wisdom. They are beginning to see things realistically because their minds were purified by the agony of the recent events and by the association of Lord Krishna. So by being in the association of Krishna, I guess they were simply seeing Krishna, how he was performing all this. So they are purified, and they can see that our husbands are killed because they were involved in the terrible violence and harassing the devotees, innocent devotees. So, andanta mahaprabhishanti ye shambhuti upashate. So those who are taking path of asambhuti are the non-beneficial, the path of inauspicious path, they will have to enter in the dark region, dark regions, or hell, practically. I had not prepared so much because this morning Mother Akuti has just approached me and asked. I couldn't say no, so I spoke whatever I could gather in a few minutes. So I will stop here and ask for any comments. Yes, Trivik from Puru.
Quick comment and then a question. For such a short notice, really, I mean, you're to the point there. Yeah, this point about being enmity, friendship, and so with the Lord came up during the Rajasuya when Yudhisthira saw Shishupal merge into Krishna. He actually Narad, but this guy was so envious of Krishna. How is it? And then Narad said, the way we see things in dualities, mm-hmm. the Lord does not see like that. See? You can become attached to the Lord in so many different ways, and he explained like how you did nicely. But he says, don't be like Vena. Vena could not think of the Lord in any way whatsoever.
The next point.
See? You know, he could not think of the Lord in any of these different ways.
Yeah, Bena could not attain liberation because he was not categorized any one of those.
Yeah. So I have a quick question for you. The Kshatriyas, they used to kill and eat meat. But we know so many of them, they were able to think about the Lord. You know, remember you make that quote that people, how do you explain it?
I'm not sure that's exactly that they have to eat meat, therefore they are killing. But, you know, they are killing animals in the forest simply for the protection of the those hermitages, rishis, munis who are living in the forest for their protection, actually. I never come across that the Kshatriya has to really necessarily eat meat and therefore they are killing. No. It's for the protection. The ferocious animals would not harm the rishis who are performing the tapasyas and austerities in the forest. For their protection, they were killing just those ferocious animals, not any innocent creatures. Yes.
You said the bhakti is meant only for really, really qualified people, not everyone. So the cynic in one might request that, can you recommend a process for us in the Kali Yuga, where we're fallen and full of faults and disqualified and unfortunate.
So, we are fortunate to be in Kali Yuga, so, you know, Lord Chaitanya had given the process for patitas, you know, the fallen conditioned souls. So, that we are in right track. We are in right track. And taking the instruction given by Lord Chaitanya, that you simply chant the holy name, and you will be taken care. So we're simply doing what Lord Chaitanya have given for this, what is proper for this age, and what is proper for ourselves, like, you know, who are really patita. Is that okay?
Prabhupada, I believe Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Krishna Samhita delineates the. You know, when he compares the slaying of different demons in Braj to the eradication of different anarthas, did he expand that to the killing of Kamsa? Does that represent the slaying of any particular anartha?
It is there. I don't remember exactly. It is also described. I think one time Vadaprabhu was giving class here many years ago, and he described all the different demons, what they represent. I can remember those, but it is there.
Because this is outside of Braj, you know. First pastime outside.
Mathura is still Braj.
Well, okay. Then I had another question. With Kamsa's next situation, you know, Sarupya, one would assume that he's practicing Uttama Bhakti in that situation, am I correct? I mean, he's on a, you know, if he's got the same body, and then that's what it's for, you know, to render service, you know.
Shishaprabhu will give some comments.
No? That's what goes with that type of body. So it would seem that, you know, we could mentally speculate for the purpose of understanding the pastime. So that's bona fide, that would be the case.
I failed on that.
Hare Krishna, thanks for a wonderful class. So, even though underprepared, you did very well. And I'm just wondering, I thought you said in the class that Krishna had family members that forgot him. Did I hear that correctly?
I say that again?
That Krishna had family members who forgot him. I thought you had said that.
No, what I said was Kamsa had killed Krishna's family members, you know, his brothers, and he troubled his parents so much. That's what I said.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right?
Hare Krishna. when Kalyapani asked that question, I had also thought about that when you mentioned that verse about bhakti being so rarely given. And I thought of the seventh chapter of the Adi Lila, where Lord Chaitanya and his associates broke open the storehouse of love of God and did not discriminate who was a fit candidate and who was not. But whenever they got the opportunity, they distributed love of God. So we're very fortunate.
Yes, thank you.
Also, I'd like to ask, when you mentioned that Krishna dragged Kamsa because he wanted to completely eradicate all of his sins, mm-hmm. Where is that reference you made that from?
I think I heard this from Radha Govinda Maharaj. I mean, it is mentioned here that Krishna dragged, right? Shashak Prabhu was explaining yesterday. Krishna dragged the body around the arena. So that was his comment, or somehow that came there. That Lord Balaram said, no, you don't have to do that much. You know, just don't worry, it's just already finished.
So he said,
no, in case there is some, still is.
We can see in our own lives, whenever there is some ordeal or tribulation, some suffering, and we've taken up the process of devotional service, we could see this as the Lord mercifully continuing to extend his mercy by wringing out whatever vestiges of sinful tendencies we still have. Is that correct?
Yeah. Thank you. Janmashtami Prabhu has a question.
There's a pretty good reference in response to Kalyapani Prabhu's point. It's 11:5:38, mm-hmm. And this is just after the famous 11:5:32, Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam. And then there's a description of how intelligent persons worship Kali Yuga because Yuga Dharma is so powerful that mm-hmm. people can be elevated to the highest levels of Krishna consciousness. And then that's 37, and then 38. It describes how the residents of Satyuga are waiting to take birth in Kali Yuga. And then in the purporting, it's pretty amazing because it says in Satyuga, there's practically no sin. Mm-hmm. So people are all in mode of goodness. And they're not actually satisfied with such a simple thing, even though, even in that age, if people chanted the holy name, there'd be tremendous potency for spiritual elevation. And then it describes how the suffering is so intense in Kali Yuga because of the level of sinful activity that people are forced to take shelter of the holy name, and they can genuinely cry because they're suffering so much. So that's really a large part of our qualification. You know, we're so fallen. And, this is all in the purporting, you know, it's very close to the commentaries of the Acharyas. But it seems like it's an integral part of the Yuga Dharma. You know, it's specifically, you know, because Pran Govinda Prabhu in Saturday night's class was quoting from the Adi Purana. Mm. There's something, I only found it once in folio. This is from Gaur Govinda Swami, that when one cries to Krishna, then Krishna's purchased by that crying. So, this is the kind of the primary instruction Prabhupada gave, you know, on chanting, you know, the genuine cry of a child for its mother. So there's this correlation between the hellish conditions in Kali Yuga, the Yuga Dharma, the crying, and, how we can actually make much more advancement in Kali Yuga because of Lord Chaitanya's mercy than in Satya Yuga.
In Kali Yuga, we are given better facility and easier process to attain, you know, the liberation or going back to Godhead. Therefore, it is said also that even the demigods want to take birth in this, in this planet. So that is the, you know, that makes us more fortunate, more qualified to perform devotional service. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.